Every now and then, Father Wilson and I travel together for diocesan events. And when we do, we sometimes drive past fields of animals, usually horses, sometimes cows, maybe sheep. And my response is always the same, isn't it, Father? Wow. For this city kid who grew up in the concrete jungle of New York, the only wildlife I was used to seeing was rats and pigeons. So seeing any other type of animal is very exciting for me. From the outsider's perspective, taking care of farm animals might seem idyllic, but for those who actually do it for a living, it's a far cry from Little House on the Prairie. Real lambs and real sheep are not always the cute, docile creatures that we see on TV. They can kick you, some will try to headbutt you, the orphan lambs might need some extra care. You need to make sure that they have enough feed and fresh, clean water. And while you are feeding and tending them, you may find yourself stepping into what they naturally leave behind. So caring for sheep is not for the faint-hearted. A veces, Padre Wilson y yo viajamos juntos para eventos diocesanos. Pasamos por los campos de animales y vimos caballos, vacas y ovejas. Y yo siempre digo el mismo, wow. Para este niño de la ciudad que creció en Nueva York, los únicos animales que yo vi fueron las ratas. Para muchas personas, especialmente en los Estados Unidos, cuidar a los animales de granja parece idílico. Pero para aquellos que realmente lo hacen para ganarse la vida, es difícil. Los corderos y las ovejas no son siempre las criaturas lindas y dóciles que vemos en la televisión. Ellos pueden patearte. Los corderos huérfanos necesitan un cuidado especial. Debes asegurarte de que tengan suficiente alimento y agua fresca. El cuidado de las ovejas es un trabajo duro. Cuando Jesús le dijo a Pedro, si me amas, apacienta mis corderos, pastorea mis ovejas, apacienta mis ovejas. Hablaba en serio. Él le dio a Pedro y a todos nosotros la responsabilidad de amar y pastorear a las ovejas, quienes somos todos aquí en esta iglesia. Amar y cuidarse unos a otros es un trabajo exigente que requiere el sacrificio de uno mismo por los demás, incluso cuando es difícil amar. ¿Quiénes son las personas que no queremos amar? ¿Por qué es difícil amarlos con el amor que Cristo nos exige? When our Lord said to Peter, "If you love me, feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep." He was serious. He wasn't using this metaphor lightly. He gave Peter and us the responsibility to love, feed, and tend to the sheep who are all of us here in this church. And to love and care for one another is a demanding work that requires sacrifice of self for others, even when for whatever reason, we think our fellow sheep are not so lovable. Perhaps we could take a moment to pause and be honest with ourselves and think about the people that we would rather not love. And let's not pretend that these judgments don't exist, because I've heard it with my own ears even here. Perhaps because of race, ethnicity, culture, language, socioeconomic level, political affiliation, or whatever reason. So who are these people that it's hard for us to love? And why is it hard to love them with the love that Christ demands of us? We are called to not just tolerate, but to actually love. Nuestro Señor sufrió, murió y resucitó de entre los muertos por la persona que está a tu lado, igual que Él lo hizo por ti. En el Salmo oramos, te alabamos, Señor, porque nos has rescatado. Somos una comunidad de fe, una familia de fe. Sí, tenemos nuestras diferencias y desacuerdos, pero como familia no dejamos de amar. Cristo nos llama a amar personalmente, no desde la distancia. Jesus suffered, died, and rose from the dead for the person sitting next to you just as much as he did for you. Just a few moments ago, we prayed the psalm, I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. We praise you, Lord, for you have rescued all of us. And we are in this together as one community of faith, and even more so, one family of faith. And just as it is within our own immediate families, we're going to have our differences and our disagreements, but that doesn't mean we stop loving, do we? Christ calls us to love up close and personal, not from a distance. Si me amas, apacienta mis corderos, pastorea mis ovejas, apacienta mis ovejas. Imagínese una esposa que le dice a su esposo, cariño, ¿me amas? Claro que sí. Entonces, ve a ayudar a los vecinos. O los hijos a sus padres, ¿nos aman? Claro, les amamos. Entonces, ayudemos a servir a los pobres. Hoy hemos escuchado la palabra de Dios. Hemos escuchado las palabras de Jesús. Hemos escuchado su llamado a nosotros como iglesia y como sus discípulos a ser compasivos, bondadosos, sacrificando nuestro tiempo y esfuerzo por nuestro prójimo. Al hacer eso, podemos decir que hemos escuchado la llamada de Jesús, sígueme. If you love me, feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep. Imagine a wife saying to her husband, honey, do you love me? There's only one answer for that. Sweetheart, of course I do. Then go next door and help the neighbors. Or children to their parents, do you love us? Of course we love you. Then let's go downtown and help at the soup kitchen, or let's pack food for St. Vincent de Paul. Today, we've heard God's word. We've heard Jesus' own words. We've heard his call to us as church and as his disciples to be compassionate, kind, caring, and loving, sacrificing our own time and effort for all our fellow sheep, all our brothers and sisters without condition. By doing that, we can say that we have heeded our Lord's call. Follow me.